Member Week is here at Lowe's. That means it's time for MyLowe's Rewards members to save big with up to 40% off hundreds of items like appliances, tools, home essentials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings now through October 15th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, hey, welcome to my show, Feng Shui Your Way on UK Health Radio. I'm Janine Lo, your go-to Feng Shui consultant and Chinese astrologer. I've been helping people transform their lives for over 20 years, from private clients to big names and businesses, and I can't wait to share my tips and stories with you. My guest is John Engelfritz, author of Reversing Cancer, You Caused It, You Can Reverse It, also my boss, the founder of UK Health Radio. After being given a terminal cancer diagnosis, Johan made a radical choice to take charge of his health through nutrition, lifestyle and mindset. Today, he's here to share the exact steps he took and how this approach can help us all live healthier, more vibrant lives. Let's begin by exploring Johan's personal journey into healing. Welcome to the show, Johan.
Hello, Janine. Thank you for having me. It's lovely to be here.
So my first question, Johan, can you take us back to the moment you received your diagnosis? What was going through your mind? That sort of thing.
Yes, of course. It was back in 2011. I was 46 years old, working as a fashion photographer, still at that stage living in Hamburg, Germany. And I worked there as well as a fashion and beauty photographer, but also here in London. I had an agent here and was working in the two cities, but living in Hamburg. When I got, I like to separate them. I like to separate because I was diagnosed twice.
Okay.
So, and I like to keep them separate because of my reaction. To
yeah.
each diagnosis, it was so different for that reason. So the first diagnosis I got was actually I had a heart attack in the beginning of 2011, a very light one, and 4 months later, while they were trying to work out why I wasn't feeling better, getting better. We stumbled across the cancer, and of course, I was diagnosed. And like any at 46, like any diagnosis in of that kind, it really knocked my feet out from underneath. It was quite traumatic, actually. You know, I stumbled, and I call it stumble because that's literally what it was. I stumbled into radiotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
I did two sets of radiotherapy, but it was strange. The whole time going through this therapy, I still had this weird feeling of not being part of the process. You know, nobody had told me what to do, what not to do, what to eat, what not to eat, if I could do sports or not, or, you know, but the worst thing about it was I didn't ask.
Because you're in shock.
I was totally not part of my own health process. I was at that stage of my life very much, I handed my health over to doctors. I had no idea about lifestyle medicine, about lifestyle changes, about anything like that. It was totally foreign. I used to snigger at people that meditated, etc., that kind of thing. So, but I have to say, so the only duty I had during that whole process was I had to be there for the treatment, literally. That was my only duty. But it's funny, that feeling of not being part of the process stayed with me. I still had it even afterwards. I was given the cancer clear. I was cancer free in November of 2011. And as you know, with most people, when things go back to normal, everything goes back to normal. Nothing changed
You
in
had a
my
very
life.
fast life, didn't you? Being a photographer that would travel the world, and it was a real glitzy life as well, wasn't it? So going back to
It's
that must be.
yeah, it is. It's people think it's glitzy. It's not. It's just really hard work, very long hours, always under time pressure, and always, traveling as well. I did some traveling. I did a lot of beauty work as well in studios and stuff, but also traveling, etc. So yeah, it was very fast life. Very weird hours. You start work at lunchtime and you work until 2, 3 in the mornings, that kind of thing. Eating very irregularly, not healthy, the whole
I
thing,
can imagine,
yeah. So in February of 2012, I turned 47 in the meantime, but in February in 2012, during my first post-cancer screenings, I was told that the cancer had returned with a vengeance, that it had spread, and that was the terminal diagnosis. The second diagnosis was a terminal diagnosis. They gave me 12 months. But the important part, that's why I split them up. The important part, something had happened in my head to me during those 3, 4 months between being given the cancer clear and the terminal diagnosis. Because I remember this like it happened yesterday. I was sitting in my oncologist's office and she said to me, Johan, we're really sorry, the cancer, et cetera, what I've just explained. And I could hear my own voice in the back of my head screaming at me, you're not going to die. Well, I mean, we're all going to die. But it was, you're not going to die, you're not going to die now, and definitely not from cancer. So there was a shift. And I wish I could take the recognition for it that I'd done anything physically or obviously or whatever, however you want to put it. But I hadn't. I thought I just, carried on with my life. But there was definitely a shift in me, and that was I went home. I told my wife Rafaela. I told her that the cancer had returned. I didn't tell her about the terminal diagnosis. I've been asked many times why not, and I think it's only I think if I'd said it, I would have made it real for myself. I think it would have. I would have. Okay, now you know this is the situation. By not saying it, it was, a diagnosis. And many people look at me very funnily when I say this, but a diagnosis is only somebody's opinion. It's not anything chiseled into stone. It's a prognosis. That's all a diagnosis is. It's somebody's opinion, okay, in this case, a medical professional's opinion. But we're all wrong. We all make mistakes. And she didn't make the mistake. I mean, the cancer was there. It wasn't as if it wasn't, etc. So, off I went. I very emotional. I mean, for me, that was as emotional as the first diagnosis, just in a more positive way than in the first time was a very negative. It was traumatic and it was awful. And, you know, but the second one was, I remember sitting in the bus going home and thinking to myself, okay, so the first option didn't work. Now go and find another option or options. I had no idea what, literally, I had no idea what was coming, where I was going to find it, what or whatever. But that was my attitude at that stage, you know. So definitely made a shift. And yeah, I went home, sat down in front of the computer, there where everybody tells you not to look.
Doctor Google, yeah.
Correct. But I had no choice. I had no other ways, means of trying to find that other option or options, and started researching.
I think the interesting thing you said earlier was that you didn't go into mindfulness and all that sort of thing. And yet the way you talk and the research I've done on you, I think you're very intuitive. And I think that maybe what might have stepped up, the voice you heard, the feeling you got, is intuition. And then when you put out to the universe, no. The universe came in and said, okay, we've got a bit of your back, but you're going to have to do all the work. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. It's I've intuitive. I've always been open to things. I've always looked into things. Whether I accept it or not is a different story, but I've always been willing to listen and willing to even experience if need be, to make up my own mind, you know. Yeah. So I think that definitely played a part in the whole thing. Yeah.
You're answering all. I got loads of questions together because I thought it'll be perfect. Then I'm not going to let myself down. And you are talking everything that I would ask you, but I have got.
Awesome.
So what inspired you to document it into this book? I think that's really important for people to understand. We'll go into what it is in the second part, but what made you think, well, I'm going to document this?
Yeah, it's actually quite a long story, because first came during my actual that recovery period, research period. That took a long time. It took me 7 months to stumble upon a sentence from Dr. Warburg that says cancer cannot survive in an oxygenated alkaline cellular environment. 10 little words that literally changed my life. Actually, in the end, ended up saving it. It was 2 o'clock in the morning when I read that sentence, and I actually woke Raphael, and I said, like, literally, those are my exact words. I said to her, I found a way not to die.
Yeah.
Because it was instinctively, I knew that this was it. This was this was how I was going to do it. Maybe it was desperation, who knows? Because at that stage, this was 7 months into my allotted 12, if I could call it that, and really not well anymore. It took me, that morning that I read that sentence, it took me 20 minutes to walk up 2 flights of stairs, just to give you an idea I was really ill at that point in time. You know, our neighbors all reflect and they said, yeah, I had that gray color already, you know. So, and I mean, all that sentence, I just wanted to mention this very quickly because it's really important. All that sentence basically describes is the pH value in our bodies. And there are two pH values in our body, and the one is the blood, which you can't really do much about. You can't really alter it or change it or influence it. And the other one is your pH in your cellular level, on your cellular level. And that is what this is all about.
And alkaline. That's what I'm going to ask you questions about in the second half.
Okay.
I'm excited to know. I have to tell you, listeners, I have actually read the book. I'm going to put a link in for it on the website, and I'll put it on all my socials anyway. But it is a book really worth reading. But I'm just going to say thank you, Ian, for sharing your honest and powerful beginning to your story. After the break, we'll look at the science and principles behind your approach, particularly the role of pH balance and the alkaline diet. But just for now, I'm just going to hand over to our sponsors. So we'll see you on the other side.
The station that makes you feel good.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, I'm back with Johan, and I'm going to allow him now to talk about the alkaline approach. So my first question is, for the listeners who are new to this, can you explain in simple terms what the body's acid alkaline balance is and why it matters?
Yes, of course. I just realized I didn't answer your previous question. I'm so
Oh,
sorry.
answer it, answer it.
So what made me put it all together was that during this whole process, I created UK Health Radio. I also created something beginning of 2024, which is called the Alkaline Collective Mastermind. So it's a support group for people battling cancer. And during that, not really the creation, but in those groups, it came to my attention that, I don't have a show on UK Health Radio, my own show. I'm not a health professional. I don't have my own show. And the reason for putting this book together was all my information was fragmented all over the internet, in interviews, in articles, etc. And I just wanted to bring everything I know together into one place. And that was the reason. Sorry for, as I
That's all right. That's all
mentioned.
right.
Okay.
I am listening to you, but I think you've wrapped that up quite well. My question is, why haven't you got your own show?
I don't know, actually. As I said, I'm not a health professional, but that doesn't mean I don't share my knowledge. I just the press have given me a name, and that's the curator of health expertise, and it's perfect
Yeah.
because that's what I do. We receive so much, so many people contact us through the UK Health Radio website that asking for health information. I look at those requests very carefully, and then I take the most needed information, and I go and I find somebody that can, that can produce that can host a show for it, etc. So that's a reason. I don't know. I've never quite gotten to doing my own show,
Maybe
but
you can just do once a month or something. But anyway, so let
yeah.
me go back to, because I'm really interested in your approach to the alkaline approach. So there's lots of myths about alkaline diets. What's true and what's misleading about processed food, sugar, animal proteins, etc. So what's your take on this?
Yeah, very, very, very important. This is the beginning and the end all of health. It literally is, and not only cancer. It spreads to everything, to diabetes, to it's the whole thing. It really is about. So, as I mentioned before, two pHs in your body. The one is the blood, which you can't really influence much. And the other one is the cellular level. Now, this is vitally important. We all a pH scale, 7.2 is neutral pH. Everything below that is acidic. Everything above that is alkaline. Everything acidic, quickly explained, turns to glucose, turns to sugar that cancer cells feed from, that inflammation thrives on,
Right.
etc., etc., etc. So neutral is a very good place to be, but if you can manage to get into the 7.2 pluses, it's in the alkaline area. So basically, you are taking away all the nourishment for cancer cells. It has a huge inflammation, a huge on inflammation. Inflammation, people don't realize how damaging inflammation is. Inflammation, if you have a lot of inflammation in your body, it actually makes your natural killer cells, it makes it more difficult for your natural killer cells to find and remove cancer,
Right.
etc. So the less inflammation, the more visible they are, etc., etc. So that is the, I mean, there's a lot of very important things when it comes to that as well, with heat and cold, extreme heat, extreme cold, extreme heat. Cancer cells are more susceptible to heat, so you can actually kill cancer cells with heat. With all kinds. Well, there are many therapies. I'm not going to go into all of them, but
Because
there are
they're in
many
your book, aren't
therapies
they? They're all in your book
that
and everything, aren't
the
they? That's the most important thing. So
correct.
the other thing that I noticed when I was going through it, beyond diet, well, I'm a chocolate person. I love chocolate. So this isn't very good, is it, liking chocolate?
No, sugar is, I'm afraid, the
Yeah.
evil one in this scenario. Yeah, it really is. Sugar, it really, really, re even in my case, a lot of people have achieved what I have achieved through juicing, etc., etc. A lot of people have, but there's a lot of sugar in fruit. So I am very, very, I actually don't eat fruit or very, very little of it, even because of the sugar content. Even though it's natural sugar, it's still sugar. And so, yeah, sugar definitely is the, but very importantly, is we mustn't forget about the lifestyle, because it's now been scientifically proven that stress, for example, acidifies your body extremely, but it's not only sugar, it's caffeine, tea-in. I mean, an espresso acidifies your body by 300%, one espresso.
Wow.
So there are many aspects that you've got to look at, and as you've mentioned, they're all in the book. And it's so important that, people always say to me, "Oh, but you have to give up so much." It's got nothing to do with giving up. It's making space for something new. It's an attitude that you've gotta have. It's like I when I read those 10 words, that there was a mind shift there, a one that I actually felt the mind shift. I actually lived the mind shift. I went from believing that cancer was the cause of my illness to realizing that it was a symptom of a sick body.
Yeah.
So cause and effect, automatic, and that's a natural law. There's no getting around that.
Yeah.
You change the cause, you change the effect. You stop eating sugar and the wrong foods, the acidity goes away, the alkalinity comes in, and the cancer goes away. It's a natural law.
Yeah. I totally agree. And I had a very stressful life for a long time, and was generally, I'm not one to go to the doctors, but I had homeopaths and various other things. But I'm very lucky, and I did read in your book, I'm very lucky that I go to sleep early. So I'm 8 o'clock, and I could go to 8 o'clock the next morning. And people say, don't you wake up in the night? Well, I get up at six in fairness, because there's things I like to do before the day starts. But sleep, you said, is a really important part of renewing us. How would you use it? Because I noticed you did say about the importance of pillars like sleep, stress management, and movement on your approach. A lot of people don't realise just going for a walk actually helps, doesn't it, in the day?
Yes.
We spend so much time with our computers and sitting in front of them or on the TV or that, just going out and having the fresh air. So what is your actual first thing you do in the morning?
Well, my first thing I do, I get up very early in the mornings. I get up between 3:15, 3:30 in the morning. And the first thing I do is a meditation.
From the man that never meditated.
Yeah, it was just after the nutrition things happened to me, I learned and I implemented it. There were so many things that came after that. Intermittent fasting. I've been doing intermittent fasting now for literally about 8-9 years. 19 hours, 5 hours. So I don't eat for 19 hours. And then I have my main meal lunchtime. And just after 5 in the afternoon, I have a small meal. And then nothing again until the next lunch. Very important. Gives your body time to stop digesting and to repair. Sleep. Sleep is very important. So that's, but I do believe that there are people that can function really well on less sleep than others. It's a fact. So I get up really early. In the mornings, I do my meditation. I now do breath work. I do all kinds of things. And it's also my running time. I'm a very avid runner. That's the oxygenation part of my world. I run half marathons. I run 3 to 4 half marathons a year. So I'm doing a lot of, for example, I did 15 kilometers this morning, really early in the morning. It's wonderful because it's, for me, I don't even run with music or with AirPods. I run only with myself. And I've even developed a quantum meditation that I do while I run.
Of course, you would have.
Yes, it's really incredible, actually. Or I work on strategies, etc. You know, that's my thing, and I love running in the mornings. I know I live in London, so I do run a lot on the road, but I run on the road to parks, and I have two beautiful parks very close to where I live, where I then run and etc. Yeah. So that, and then I'm usually back by about 6ish, and then I do a very now this is quite new. This has only been going for about a year. We have a garden that's the size of a stamp, literally. And inside this garden, we have this huge apple tree that makes a hell of a mess. But about a year ago, I started every morning, I take off my shoes. They call it grounding.
Yeah, grounding.
I love this.
Yeah, me too.
It's, as I said, it's for me, it's new. I never had a very good relationship with this apple tree because of the mess it makes. And then one day I just decided, why? Why do this? You know, so I, I have a really good rake, and I rake everything up that the apple tree and the birds and stuff have left there for me. And now I see it as something positive, actually. Yeah. You know, it's like I even lean up against this apple tree these days. I even sometimes give it a little hug.
I can tell you about that, but we're just going to stop for a short while.
Yeah.
We hand over to our sponsors who have lots to say, and then we'll be back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hey, right, Johan and I are back now. So this is the last segment of what we're going to do. So I just want to ask him some various questions. And I know he's going to go off a tangent because you can hear everyone. He's got so much to say. But here we go. For someone listening right now who feels overwhelmed, what's the first small step they can take towards an alkaline lifestyle?
Yeah, very important. That it's all about small steps.
Mm.
There are no big leaps on this journey. And the most important thing is from a food point of view, you've got to go to the internet, download a pH chart. A pH food chart. There are thousands of them in the internet. There's one in the book as well, of course. And because there you can see exactly what foods are what pH, and then you have to start cutting out all that isn't alkaline, that is acidic, and you've got to start implementing. Even if you know, I'm not like that myself. When I do something, I do it really to the limit. But for other people, I say, even if you start cutting away the meats and the poultry and the stuff, even if you eat twice a week, then that's a huge improvement, you know. But that's what you've got to do. You've got to let go of the alcohol, of the coffee, of the tea, of all acidic foods. I was under time pressure, so I just did it very quickly and as soon as possible, which is, it's similar to ripping off a plaster, but that's literally the first thing you've got to do. And the second thing, very importantly, you've got to look at your water. I think 75% of our bodies are water. I only drink distilled water.
Right.
Very important. You've got to start filtering your water, etc. Because, that you read in the internet that you'll die if you drink distilled water for 3 weeks. Absolute nonsense. Absolute nonsense. I've been drinking distilled water now for, I think, about 6 years, you know. So there is a thing with the minerals. They are slightly mineral deficient. But adding a little bit of Himalayan salt takes care of that. Literally a pinch of Himalayan salt in 3 liters of distilled water, and it's all done. It's all fixed. So those are the two main areas of the physical side of things. The mental side, which is about 50% of everything, is evaluation. You've got to look at your life and you've got to see where, you know, there are different stresses. My kryptonite was time pressure and still is. That's why I get up that early in the morning, because I've lengthened my day. So I have time to do what I need to do and want to do, very important, at a normal pace, not like with the photography where I was always under the gun, always, always chasing it, always being pushed, you know? So, and that's why I've lengthened my day. And then you've got to evaluate your life and you've got to see where and how that kryptonite that is making you sick can be minimized. Very difficult to get away from it in today's life. I mean, we all, anybody that says they don't have stress just doesn't know, you know, it's not possible. But you've got to minimize it to the least as much as possible. And then, yeah, that's the mental side of it. And you've got to believe what you're doing. Very important. If there's no belief behind it, then there's no structure behind it. Then there's no carrying it through. This is not something you can do for 3 months and then not for a year.
Yeah, I was reading your book. Yeah. One of the things is it's not about the effective way is prevention, which is what you're saying out there, is prevention. Yeah. Rather than recovery. Obviously it's for people who have had cancer or got cancer, but you're yeah. telling us now in this book is that we can start to prevent it even happening.
Yes.
And I
most definitely
that came out of the book. And the fact that yeah. you put like easy recipes in and simplicity is very simplistic and realistic to read. This is what I think the listeners need to know. So by learning about what you've put in the book, they have this chance not to get cancer, not to have any illness. Your whole life starts to change. I've started to implement it, so I know. But finally, if you can leave our audience with one empowering message, something you'd like them to remember long after the interview, what would it be?
You've got to do this is vital. You've got to do it with all four of the cues, like I say, like I mentioned in the book as well. I speak about the four cues, which is IQ, EQ, SQ, and PQ. So intelligence, quotient, we all know that one. Emotional intelligence, spiritual intelligence, and physical intelligence. You've got to do them together because only then is this whole lifestyle balanced. Okay, so the IQ part is understanding the science of health. That's literally what it is. Understanding the pH system in your body, inflammation that causes diabetes, cardiovascular disease, obesity, immunity, health, of course, cancer, etc. You know, you've got to understand supplements. Supplements is a science all by itself, and it's. What we get told on a daily basis to take is ridiculous. You don't need that amount of supplementation, especially when you're eating properly. So again, very important. Supplements, fasting, intermittent fasting, very important. Again, the science of water, understand silly things like don't boil water twice. Because if you've boiled water, if you boil it again, the whole water structure changes. And everything that's in it, all the nutrients in it and everything get so hooked up that they're not released into the body. It's, you know, it's little things like this that are really important.
I'll take that away from this because I am the girl that puts the kettle on, goes and does something outside and comes back and reboils it.
I used to do it a million times a day, you know, as well. But very important. Just measure out what you need, boil it, use it. Fill it up again. Very, very, very important. So the other one is EQ. For me, this is emotional intelligence. This is that I've mentioned a few times already, the stress factor. So I'm not going to go into it again, but evaluate what is your kryptonite? What is causing the main stress in your life? And change it. It's no use knowing about it. That causes more stress. Change it. Get it fixed. Get it done. The SQ, the spiritual intelligence, a lot of people think, oh, here we go. Spiritual intelligence is nothing but, for me, of course, you know, this book is how I live and how I understand things and see things. I'm not telling people what to do. I just explain how I live in this book. And
that
for
is
me,
how it works. Yeah.
And for me, spiritual intelligence is a deeper sense of purpose. To have that purpose is so, so, so important. And we're not talking about everybody's got to save 350 children on a daily basis. That's not what it's about. It could be pottery. As long as it has a purpose for yourself, like UK Health Radio is my purpose.
Yeah.
The Alkaline Collective is my purpose. This book is my purpose. And that is really, really, really important. And of course, then PH, that's the PQ, the physical, the running. This is my work. This is the one I love the most. But understanding that your lymphatic system is the only detox system in your body that doesn't have a pump. And through your sport, that is what you're doing. You are using it. So you are detoxing your body, etc. So it really, and this, that is the way to live. Yeah. All for the cues. So I know there's a lot in there as well that I've just said, but that is what I would give people. And just to finish off with, it's not about surviving only. If you're not thriving, surviving without thriving is miserable.
Yeah, exactly.
And nobody wants, I don't want anybody to be miserable. I don't want anybody to live 3 years longer in a miserable state or in pain or whatever. That's not what it's about. It's about
happy,
absolutely thriving in it. And yeah, just living it and breathing it and experiencing it. That's what it's about. It's not about lengthening life.
It's about enjoying the ride.
Yeah.
So, Joanne, thank you for sharing your journey and your wisdom with us today. The book is called Reversing Cancer. You caused it. You can reverse it. It's a book that not only tells a remarkable personal story, but also offers hope and practical guidance for anyone wanting to improve their health. And to our listeners here on UK Health Radio, thank you for tuning in. Remember, small changes can have a big impact, and Johan's story shows the power to heal others begin with the choice we make each day. Thank you, Johan.
Thank you, Janine.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Feng Shui Your Way. I can't wait to share more insights and inspirations with you in the next episode. Remember, life is all about creating harmony and welcoming positive energy into your world. Until next time, stay balanced and keep your energy flowing.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.